Hebrews chapter 10, we'll be reading verses 1 through 18. 1 through 18 of Hebrews 10. I hear now the reading of the Lord, the word of the Lord. For the law, since it has only a shadow of the good things to come and not the very form of things, can never, by the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have had consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins year by year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me to do your will, O God. After saying above, sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you have not desired, nor have you taken pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will. He takes away the first in order to establish the second. By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Every priest stands daily ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time onward until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet. For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after saying, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind I will write them. He then says, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is forgiveness of these things, there is no longer any offering of sin. That is the word of our God. As we look here at Hebrews 10, we enter into another part of where he's already been talking about. He's been talking about Christ's sacrifice and how Christ's sacrifice is a better sacrifice than the sacrifice that came previously, that is, under the ceremonial law of the Old Testament, and the sacrifices which were continually offered by the Levitical priests. In verses 1 through 4, we see, by looking at these Old Testament sacrifices, we see the inherent weakness and the provisional nature of these sacrifices. What is being highlighted here by the description of these sacrifices of the Old Testament law, is that this once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus is that much greater. And so we see that the ceremonial law was just a shadow of a reality that we find in Jesus. The reality is Jesus and His sacrifice. The ceremonial law, the shadow, offered the same sacrifices continually, year after year after year. And they were never able to make perfect those who drew near and offered those sacrifices. The argument here is that they did not make those people perfect. They did not actually give forgiveness of sins. They did not clear the guilt of their conscience. They would have ceased these sacrifices of the Old Testament if they did make those people perfect, if they did bring forgiveness of sins and do all these other things. But they didn't, and so they continued year after year. Which points us to a reality that there's something of a better sacrifice to come that will actually deal with those Old Testament sacrifices, those people and their sins. Here it says it's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. There had to be something better, the blood of Jesus. And then the rest of verses 5 through 18 declare to us the efficacy of Christ's one sacrifice for sins proven from the Old Testament. Verse 5, after looking at how the ceremonial law functions and how it doesn't actually take away sins, it says, therefore. Therefore, God has already said of what is better. He said it in Psalm 40, which the first quotes come from in verses 5 through 10 there. Here is what we could possibly call Jesus' mission statement. One of the main things or why he came. He has come to do the Father's will. He takes away the first covenant and establishes a second covenant with God's people. He takes away the first, the sacrificial system, and he establishes the second. So that by the offering of Jesus' body and blood, we are truly sanctified once for all. Verses 11 through 14 also quote the Old Testament, Psalm 110, proving Jesus as a better sacrifice. The earthly Levitical priest stood daily offering sacrifices. His work was never finished, and so it says here, he stood. If he had finished, he would have been seated. Well, here it contrasts that priesthood with Jesus, and he sits down at the right hand of God the Father, and so he has completed the work, which was never completed by the Levitical priest. He finishes his work. The sacrifice is finished. It is the guarantee. It is accepted. Whereas those Levitical priests, the Old Testament sacrifices were never good enough to be accepted for the true forgiveness of sins. And then you see verses 15 through 18. Quote, again, the Old Testament. They quote Jeremiah 31 and the inauguration of the new covenant. That was affected by the death and resurrection of Jesus, who is the mediator of this new covenant. And so because there is now forgiveness of sins through Christ's sacrifice, there's no longer any need for more sacrifices to take place. But he is a better sacrifice, and in every way he's perfected each and every one of his people. He's taken away their sins and cleansed them. He's washed them with the pure water of the Word. Your sins are forgiven, Christians. Those who have had faith in Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Here's the guarantee. He has sat down at the right hand of the Father. And so, your sins are forgiven. Completely. The once for all sacrifice. And so, Christians, as we know so far, the book of Hebrews, the main theme is to persevere. So Christian, persevere. Even when it comes to those sins which you are still in, you are entrenched in, you still commit day after day. Here, he's saying, keep going. Keep walking the walk of the Christian life. Keep walking worthy of your calling, because Christ has already died. He's already forgiven you of your sins. Even the ones which you're about to commit. So keep going. Keep walking and turn to the Lord and worship continually. That's the promise and the calling we have here from Hebrews 10. Now let's pray to our God. Our Father, we do thank you for our great high priest, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, for he has offered a much better sacrifice once for all sins. Not just for one person, but for all who come to you in faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, because he is our mediator, because he's our priest, he's our intercessor, we come to you lifting up our petitions. We have many petitions which we, and some are very even drastic. We think of Jim, Mike's friend and neighbor, who lost his house this week to fire. He's visited here a couple of times, if you remember. Lord, you know. And we pray that you would be with him and provide financially and all that he would need to survive and continue in his life. We pray that this would not cause him to doubt you or to become angry at you, but that in actuality, through his sufferings and through his trials, he would bring praise to your name and glorify your name. Lord, just as we are all called to even take joy, because you work all things together for our good, even fires of our houses. We think of Dina's mom, who I just learned that her car was stolen. And so we pray that you would bring that back, or you know, work with those policemen who have to look for that and whatever. And all the belongings that were in her van, we pray that you would bring comfort to her also in this day. And Father, we also pray for those who are sick, those who are like Dina, my wife, and my son Oliver. We pray that you would be with them and heal them of their illnesses. We pray also for those who are not able through various illnesses or chronic illnesses to be able to be here this morning. We pray for Bob and Marie and Sharon to strengthen their bodies. Would you heal them, Lord? We pray that you, as you are the God who heals, we pray that you would heal them for your glory, and that they would give praise to your name. And that even in the midst of their struggles with their bodies, we pray that you would give them strength to worship you. We praise you that they are still able to come to worship in the evenings with us. We also pray for Dick and Betty, who are not able to come. And we pray that you would enable at least Betty to be able to come every once in a while. We pray that you would cause us as the elders of the church, myself and Dave and Carl, to be able to minister to her often, and to Dick as well, as they are members of this church. We pray that we would not forsake them. Perhaps we would encourage them even more because of their inability to come. And Father, we do pray for those who are in college, those who perhaps are back this week. Father, we pray that you would strengthen them to continue on for the rest of the semester. Give wisdom to those who perhaps might be thinking of changing their majors and changing their direction of life. And so we pray that you would be with them. We pray for Dave and Lauren and Jesse and Josiah and also Justin. Father, be with them and strengthen them. Also pray for our children, that you would raise them and to hear your word and believe the gospel. And any here who don't know you, Lord, we pray that you would strengthen them by your Spirit to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray for those who are weak and who are weak spiritually and physically, Lord. Strengthen them for your glory. And Father, we do praise you once again for our priest, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for worship and gathering all your people together to worship on the Lord's Day. We praise you for this day. Give us rest. And we do pray that you would bless our worship as we continue now singing your word unto your name. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.